I'm Aaron Sachs, professor of history at Cornell University, author of Arcadian America, The Death and Life of an Environmental Tradition. In the 1830s and 40s, when these kinds of cemeteries like Greenwood were first established, people came to them and celebrated cycles of life, which include limitations on life. One person dies and goes back to the earth, and that earth nurtures new life. And all kinds of what we would now call ecosystems can thrive once you start protecting landscape in enclaves like cemeteries. So now we have really, really thriving green spaces in places like Greenwood, which are full of animals and migrating birds in the spring, places where people truly can get in touch with all the cycles of life. And be aware at the same time that there are natural limits on life. These early rural cemeteries from the 19th century have a great cultural role to play right now in providing people with green spaces in the cities, but in also providing people with layers of history and ways to think about the past and nature that they don't get elsewhere. One of the great things about Greenwood and other rural cemeteries is the clear intermingling of nature and culture. There are all of these signs of wildness, and also there are ways in which human culture is inscribed on the landscape. There's a kind of blending that I think is really, really productive and can get us in touch with the best parts of human culture. I think commemoration of, I'm a historian, so I'm biased, obviously, but commemoration of what has been in the past, of people who have lived in the past, is one of the greatest things that human culture can accomplish, to create those layers of memory for people to experience in their everyday lives, I think is really important and a great role for these old 19th century cemeteries. Walking around Greenwood can be a magical experience. I remember the first time I was there, wending my way through the cemetery, going up and down some of the hills, and I came out to this little clearing on a hill and suddenly looked out into the harbor and saw the Statue of Liberty. And I thought, wow, this is remarkable how you can sort of lose yourself and be so immersed in a landscape and then suddenly look out and see this one monument of our culture that can just help you make connections to so many different issues. For me, the thing about a place like Greenwood is it's so good at helping you turn inward and think about deep things relating to your own inner life. And simultaneously, it's so good at helping you connect outward and remind yourself of your place in the world, how each person around you, even if he or she is dead, is significant and special to the people who might come to visit their graves. How every landscape is connected to every other landscape through what we now think of as ecology. When you see in a place like Greenwood in the spring, the birds passing through on their migration, you can't help but think about all of the different ecosystems they depend on in their life. It's a special place.